This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. The Department of Law has begun releasing state documents concerning the National Guard in response to a lawsuit filed by Alaska Public Media and the Alaska Dispatch News. Their search turned up more than 10,000 records that require legal review. But the first batch is made up of just a few personal emails to and from Governor Sean Parnell's chief of staff. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
On November 7th, 2010, the governor's sexual assault response coordinator, Katie Tipas, sat down with a National Guard chaplain about trouble in the force. 2 hours later, she emailed her meeting notes from her personal account to the personal account of Chief of Staff Mike Nizek. Much of the email is redacted because of executive privilege. But between the black boxes, Tipas wrote that the chaplain, Lieutenant Colonel Richard Cook, appeared to be credible. Cook documented concerns with National Guard leadership, specifically mentioning then Adjutant General Thomas Katkus. He wanted a guarantee that Katkus would not be informed of the complaints against him. Cook told Tipas that he feared reprisal and that victims of sexual assault also were not coming forward because of fear of reprisal and actual reprisal. The Tipas email was part of a set of five released by the Department of Law on Monday, 1 month after the Office of the Governor denied a request for state records sent to and from Chief of Staff Mike Nizek's personal account. The other four emails have already been shared with the press outside of official channels. The documents are accompanied by a certification that Nizek searched his personal email account for responsive records, that all such documents have been turned over, and that no other emails were sent to or from his personal account to the best of his knowledge and recollection. Nizek's personal emails are only part of the records request submitted by Alaska Public Media and the Alaska Dispatch News. The Department of Law also searched the state email system for specific keywords related to National Guard misconduct and turned up over 10,000 documents. The department provided a 352-page log of those emails, including parties involved and subject line, and a team of attorneys is currently reviewing them to make sure they are germane to the request and do not fall under an exception to the public records law. The records request lawsuit was filed earlier this month, after the Office of the Governor took 4 months to deny a records request from APRN concerning their response to misconduct in the National Guard. In Anchorage, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.
Officials say a partially built alcohol treatment center in Bethel is a total loss after it caught fire last night. KYUK's Daisha Eaton says the fire was one of the biggest seen in Bethel, with flames reaching 50 feet high. The $12.5 million center was expected to be completed next year. No injuries were reported. The cause of the blaze was not known late last night. The Anchorage School District is asking district officials to determine any costs, savings, and benefits involved with closing more than a dozen schools. KTUU reports the school board made the request of district administrators earlier this month. The Alaska Judicial Council has unanimously recommended voters vote no to retain a Palmer judge. The council is recommending against Palmer District Court Judge William Estelle, saying Estelle lied under oath about his work so he could keep getting his salary. Estelle signed affidavits, according to the council, swearing he had no decisions or uncompleted matters for more than 6 months, even though he had two cases in separate occasions undecided. The council gave a thumbs up to all the other judges on the ballot. The Alaska Judicial Council is an independent citizens commission that evaluates the performance of all judges standing for retention. For its recommendation, the council evaluates judges' legal ability, impartiality and fairness, integrity, temperament, diligence, and overall performance. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.